At Halifax Stanfield, there are lots of different organizations that operate there, and that would include the airlines, the hotels, the concessions in the terminal building. So a lot of the businesses were impacted by the pandemic, obviously, considering for a long time there was very little activity at the airport, and a lot of these businesses rely on the travel activity and tourism to operate. For Halifax International Airport Authority specifically, in 2020, there were workforce reductions, so through layoffs and attrition and ending student co-ops and programs and things like that. So those took place, those workforce reductions took place in 2020, and the HIAA workforce was reduced by about 25%. Those positions, unfortunately, still haven't come back because we haven't been in a position to really look towards recovery and where we'll go since it's been sort of the same level for the last 2 years.